So the Arena Theatre Company back in business as well, like most of the arts, starting to finally get back after, of course, the pandemic knocked the socks out of just about everything over the last 12 months. So it's great to see that that is happening. And we are going to talk about the new production that is coming up. And with us to do that is Christian Leavesley, the Artistic Director at the Arena Theatre. Very good morning to you, Christian. How are you?
Good morning. I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Very well indeed. So tell us about this this new show that you've got on, because I'm reading here, it's Heart VR, and it's a cutting-edge hybrid live and virtual reality experience. As Pauline Hanson would say, please explain.
Yeah, I know. We always have to explain it to ourselves. So, you know, last year, as you said, you know, we all know that all the theatres were closed, and so we love to work with technology at Arena and do different things, and so it was an opportunity that we got through some research that we're doing at Melbourne Uni to work with virtual reality. And do you know much about virtual reality, Robbo?
No, not really. I live in a virtual reality and have done for many years, but that's about it.
Let me tell you how it works. Basically, you have a headset on, and anywhere, and it has these screens inside it, and anywhere you look, the screens will show you a three-dimensional world that you can touch with your hands. So it's like a complete other world. Our programmers are able to... You don't even have to have hand controllers. It recognizes your hands in front of your face. And Wow. You can pick up things, you can touch things. Almost anything that can happen in the real world can happen in the virtual world, but this is the amazing thing, is that it can be different. So the physics can be different, so there doesn't have to be gravity, or that the colours of the world or the way people talk or the way people interact can be programmed in uncanny, really interesting ways. And so we've been working with this technology for about... since about May last year, when the shutdown started, and we've been working with these amazing three-dimensional hearts, which just blew our minds, really.
Yeah.
So you're a theatre company, but this sounds a little distanced from theatre as we know it. Why have you taken this step away from the stage?
Well, what we've done actually is we've taken the step away from the stage because we couldn't meet. So we started to meet in virtual reality and on Zoom like everybody else. So that way we could make a show where I'm in Melbourne. I was in Bendigo, but other artists were in Melbourne.
Uh-oh, got a bit of a dodgy line there. Christian, you still with us there?
Reality to make the show. Now, as you say, because we're a theatre company, we couldn't help but do some of it on the stage. So once we could get together again, we conceived a work where about half of it is in virtual reality and the other half is on a real stage.
Right. So people, you know, I can still buy a ticket, go along, sit in the theatre and experience this, but I also could be somewhere else and experience it as well. Is that right? Am I getting that right?
No, well, not for this version. For this version, there's six people at a time and we've got a really interesting setup where they come in and they sit in a circle, and there's a performer in the middle, and the performer, I won't give too much away, but it's the whole thing's very surprising, but the performer will perform the first half for you in the middle of the circle that you're sitting in, and then the second half, you'll put your virtual reality headsets on, and you'll do the second half of the play in virtual reality.
Wow. Sounds amazing. If people want to find out more about this, website, how can they do so?
Yeah, that's right. Our website, www.arenatheatre.com.au, is our website, and there's plenty of information there. You can even call us, which our number is also on the website, because, you know, we'd love to hear from people. This show, we think that nobody has done a show quite like this one,